USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says two Supreme Court rulings announced yesterday against him are based on an ongoing witch hunt and says they're part of a hoax. One case involved House subpoenas for the president's taxes and financial records, the Supreme Court kicking the case back to lower courts. The other ruling says New York investigators can seek his financial records in an ongoing investigation involving alleged hush money payments to a pair of women who claim to have had affairs with him before he was elected.
Obama and Biden and everybody else was spying on my campaign illegally. And that's a very grave crime. It's the biggest political crime in the history of our country.
Tennessee is saluting country music pioneer Charlie Daniels today. Flags are flying at half staff in honor of Daniels, who died Monday. He was 83. And this is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo emergency weather band radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Tropical Storm Fay is currently off the mid-Atlantic coast and is expected to drench parts of the East Coast through tonight. Fay expected to dump 3 to 5 inches of rain on the mid-Atlantic region, southeastern New York, and southern New England. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin wants to put more coronavirus stimulus money into Americans' pockets. Mnuchin telling CNBC yesterday that he's working to get a measure passed by Congress. Well, he's avoided doing so since the pandemic began, but President Trump says he will wear a face mask this weekend when he visits injured soldiers and first responders at the Walter Reed Medical Center near Washington.
I expect to be wearing a mask when I go into Walter Reed. You're in a hospital setting. I think it's a very appropriate thing. I have no problem with a mask.
Harley Davidson plans to cut 700 jobs, but the motorcycle maker has not said where most of those cuts will come, announcing yesterday what it calls a rewire. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A small study is now strengthening evidence that pregnant women infected with the coronavirus may be able to spread it to their fetus. Researchers in Italy said they've studied 311 women with COVID-19 who delivered babies in March and April. They found signs of the virus in several samples of umbilical cord blood, the placenta, and in one case, even breast milk. Now, women shouldn't panic. This doesn't mean there's viable virus in those places, and it's too early to make guidelines, according to Dr. Claudio Venzia, the immunology specialist at the University of Milan. It will merit more studies, especially of women who are infected earlier in their pregnancies. California will become the first state to sue the Trump administration over guidelines issued this week that bar international students from remaining in the United States if they can take classes online. The lawsuit, which is expected to be filed in the Northern California U.S. District Court, seeks a preliminary injunction against the enforcement of the new visa policy. Under the directive, students on F1 and M1 visas must depart the country or take other measures, such as transferring to a school with an in-person instruction to remain in lawful status, according to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Those who violate the rules may face immigration consequences, including but not limited to the initiation of removal proceedings. The policy was announced as some colleges and universities are announcing plans to hold online-only courses this fall as the U.S. struggles to get past the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.